Please receive our brother.
Out at San Jose State on Tuesday night, and that young man Cam, he's set up now. He's been going to art colleges talking about Oscar Grant. And when we were there Wednesday, I read a little letter. I'm going to read it again, but it was like amazing how all the students, they were like, how old was Oscar Grant? What was Oscar Grant like? What did Oscar Grant do? How was the other young men that were Oscar? You know, so, and then they don't even know what's going on in Oakland. They don't even know that the court hearings, they don't know about the rallies and all that, but they want to get involved. Is that okay? Well, it's been four months and 18 days since Oscar Grant has been killed by Park Police and killed by Officer Johannes Medley and Tony Peroni, and 4 months and 18 days since Jackie, Nigel, Mike, John Sue, Carlos, Jamil, Chris, June, Sophina, and Mario all witnessed this nightmare. I can't imagine what these young men are going through and their parents, because myself, this whole thing has been like a brick, like a ton of bricks on my back. Sometimes I feel like Oscar Grant is still here with us, because you can't believe this nightmare is really true. It is so hard sometimes to even think about this nightmare, but when you see it on the news, you're like, man, this is for real. This is history. What I mean by history, Oscar Grant was killed like Sean Bell. Oscar Grant was killed like Emmett Till. Oscar Grant was killed like Gerald Hall. Oscar Grant was killed like Fred Hampton. Oscar Grant was killed like Bobby Hutton. Oscar Grant was also killed like Steve Deacon, the great activist. Oscar Grant was also killed like Anita Kay. Oscar Grant was killed by Jerry King, all by a police system. Sorry to the families who have lost their loved ones and had their loved ones' lives stolen by the police. Sorry to not name them all. Man, thank God for the cell phone. I wish everyone could have seen and could have used the cell phone when all these lives were stolen and killed by police. Every day, when I think of Oscar Grant, I think of what Huey P. Newton, I think of what Malcolm X, I think of what Che Guevara, I think of what Nelson Mandela, Marcus Garvey, Paul Robeson, and Frederick Douglass, and Martin Luther King, what they said and what they wrote about. They even sacrificed their lives. Yes, these great men talked about Oscar Grant long before we knew it. They all talked about the system, how they got away with anything they wanted. Rape, murder, putting people in prison for no reason at all because of the power that they were given. Well, I guess God said, well, we will change that. See, Oscar Grant is history and will be making history because everything those great men mentioned, what they wrote and talked about, and even sacrificed their life for, was caught on video on January 1st, 2009. Now it is up to us to follow through, to march and rally and protest and to change the system. We can do this. We can make sure that Johannes Medley goes to prison for murder and let the world know that it was Oscar Grant who changed the police system and every dirty deed that they have done in every country all over the United States. When you talk about Oscar Grant, like I said, it's so hard because you think of the time he spent with this young man. Oscar Grant was a part of my son's life, he was a part of my life. I shared conversations with this young man. This young man rode in my car. This young man looked after my sons. They love this young man. This young man loves his friends and his family. Yes, I also witnessed Oscar Grant's beautiful smile. I will never forget Oscar Grant. Never. I will tell my grandkids about Oscar Grant. I remember the last time I seen Oscar Grant, I was with my son Jackie. He took me to go get a tattoo, and he told Oscar to meet him where we were at. So I'm getting a tattoo. It was like Jackie, Nigel, John 2, Mike, Carlos, Rolo, everybody. Then Oscar came in while I was getting a tattoo. We were all talking, joking around. I thought he was going to get a tattoo, so I wanted to get there first because I didn't want to wait for long. So when I got there, Oscar came in. He shook everybody's hand. I got up, gave him a hug. I said, what's up? He said, what's up? I said, man, I hope you're not mad because I went first. He said, no, I don't even trip Big Jack. Then he looked at my tattoo and that I was getting it. And he said, man, that's clean. So Jackie and I go down to Mike Carlos. They all went in front. So 10 minutes later, I went out. And they were all of them joking around, laughing and talking. Nigel was making everybody laugh. So I went back in. 30 minutes later, I took another break. I went outside. I asked where Jackie went. They said Jackie and Oscar left. I called Jackie and said, where you guys at? They said, yeah, we're cool, man. We're all right. We ain't got a check on us. They were going somewhere. And then, little did I know, 2 weeks later, Oscar Lance was murdered. And my life has not and never will be the same. Thank you.
In our organizing efforts, we think those kinds of words and thoughts have to really be made official. His brother has it written on paper. We need to type these words out, so that the next time these legislators sit down to craft a law that they don't rob the humanity from what brought us to that process. So again, the pain I felt when the staff were asking who is Oscar Grant, really I had to keep my composure because I really wanted to hit it. Because in reality, we wouldn't be in this room. You don't have a hearing which says that they're crafting law without any concern for the human life that brought it to that point. You turn on TV every day and you see Paula Klaus's father. Is that true?
Yes.
Anytime there's a legal issue in the state, you see Paula Klaus's father. Well, are we saying that the parent of lost white children is more important than the parent of lost black children? Is there value, judgment being cast here by those in the media? Why isn't CNN asking what's happening down there as a follow-up? Why isn't the Oakland Tribune inquiring here what's the follow-up? Why isn't ABC, CBS, CNN, but Paulie Klaus's father on TV every week? If anybody gets killed anywhere in the country, here's Paulie Klaus's father. So my point that I'm raising here is, where's the moral equivalency? The problem is we're in a land that has made the assumption that whenever a young black male is killed, what did he do wrong? And that's the reaction. To this day, Lavelle Mixon is dead, but they bring a new case against him every day. He raped somebody over here. Oh, we didn't tell the parents, we didn't tell the school, we didn't, but there was a rape over here. Now, there's other allegations. What was the last
invasion?
Home invasion? If they knew all that about me, they'd have been in jail. If it was their desire to have him in jail. He'd have been in jail. He wasn't in an area unknown to him. Where the conflict took place was right up the street from his sister's home, right around the corner from his grandmother's home. Wasn't like he wasn't in an area and they couldn't find him. The reality was, as Attorney General Brown said, the system is already broken. But what he didn't say is that he and his colleagues are the ones that broke it, that have allowed for the continued incarceration of our people. Again, this is why the caravan takes weight. Now, we had an important meeting this week with Assemblyman Swanson, with members of the town hall delegations from throughout Northern California, to share with him and to get from him our thinking as we move forward with the Caravan for Justice. And I'm going to ask Reverend Buford to bear with us and give us some of his thoughts of what transpired during that meeting. But let me be clear with you that the Assemblyman thanked us for pushing them. Because one of the things that happens in legislature is that bills sit around and do nothing. And if there's not a political will to make something happen for your people, then quite frankly, nothing is going to happen. So he thanked us and said that he would continue to facilitate through his office whatever our needs are when we're coming for the Caravan for Justice. But now our charge is in front of us, that as we come in to Sacramento, we're going to take a laser beam focus on a few issues that is going to force them to respond to the community's need on those issues. So I want you to join me in receiving to the microphone our brother who sat among the delegation of town hall activists. They came in from Stockton, Sacramento, San Francisco, and of course, represented here in Oakland as well with our brother, Reverend Daniel Buford. Please.